Kevin Harlan here. Tonight at 5:30 Eastern, the NBA on Prime Crew is back as the Emirates NBA action heats up from Vegas for a thrilling semifinals doubleheader. Then on Tuesday night, December 16th at 8:30 Eastern, the last two teams standing will square off in the championship game for a shot at the cup, bragging rights, and a place in NBA history. And Prime is your exclusive home for it all. Not a Prime member? Sign up for a free 30-day trial to get started today. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details. Don't miss the thrilling conclusion of the Emirates NBA Cup live from Las Vegas, starting with the semifinals tonight, only on Prime.
Einsteigen, aufdrehen, losfahren. Mit dem neuen Volkswagen T-Roc bist du bereit für den großen Auftritt. Selbstbewusst und voller Power. Du steigst ein? Keine Kompromisse. Nur du und der Moment. Alles passt. Dein Sound, dein Drive, dein T-Roc. Rockt. Der neue T-Roc.
Will they find a home? Sponsored by Geico. Steve is intrigued by the paranormal.
Otherworldly spirits really make a house a home, you know?
Janice has different taste.
I'd like my house to not be haunted.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle home and car insurance with Geico. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Steve and Janice found a renovated Victorian that's only haunted from 9 to 5.
Okay, wife's home. Y'all gotta bounce.
Bye, Steve.
Bundling without compromise at Geico.com.
Time now for another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. You know, we get you to work every morning on the Bob and Tom Show. Now every afternoon at 3, we're going to post a little extra for you to get you laughing on your way home or whenever you download this thing. On the show today, the Advent Calendar plus Bob Crane Talk and Stupid World Records. You'll hear that all right after this.
Those liars of ours back when I was in school said 2010 would be future cool. The gasoline engine would be a thing of the past. We'd get our own little rockets that would fly real fast. I couldn't wait to start flying around with a 4-hour erection that wouldn't go down. I'd impress and undress every woman in town. And I couldn't wait for that to get off the ground. Now I'm sitting here, there's a cop over there. Me and him supposed to be up in the air. Him saying, Tim, you're way too drunk to fly. I'll have to write you up for an FUI. I'm stuck in an 89 Pontiac. I'm supposed to be a flying sex maniac. So where's that contraption to strap on my back? Where the f*** is my jetpack? Where the f*** is my jetpack?
The Bob and Tom Show is still trying to wake up. In the meantime, more Bob and Tom Extra.
Sitting in for Josh today, it's Jess Hooker. She's sorting some kind of playing cards.
Tarot cards. Or
we something. Got to the bottom of the Advent calendar and the literature accompanying the Advent.
So now we know what chick's drinking.
Okay, well, that'll be handy.
Yeah.
For the authorities.
Like that matters, right?
You bitched and moaned about where the book was for 3 days.
He did.
They're
now
really
we
pretty.
Found it. Oh, that's interesting. Oh,
I'm sorry. Why did it take 3 days to find?
Because I was so drunk.
Thank you very much. I'm trying to find my ass with a flashlight, officer. At the
stop bringing the cops into this.
At the Omaha Steaks sports desk.
Yes,
it's Chick McGee. Christy Lee, of course, is at the
course.
Navy Federal Credit Union News
Where
Desk.
Else would
Mr.
I be?
Pat Godwin.
Hey, everybody.
A man, a guitar. We've got some brand new songs today, but I thought perhaps.
You know, Gardner Minshew's going to be a star
not
in this
again.
Week.
Kill you.
No.
He's starting this week.
Have you already done your shot?
Huh?
Not.
No, not yet. I can.
No.
We're on number 4.
You're the one that done. You want to explain how this works?
It's an advent calendar, and instead of chocolates or little toys that like children to make it a wholesome activity,
mm-hmm.
someone I'm guessing, a genius,
uh-huh.
put little decanters, little tiny bottles of booze in each day. So we're up to day four now in our Advent calendar.
You're probably saying, okay, so...
And this is more rum.
Even though this is day four, how many of the shots have you done already?
One, two, three,
didn't you do an advance?
Five, six.
Okay.
We were doing the math yesterday, and since we're only on the air 13 more days...
Mm-hmm. Something like that.
He's going to have to double up.
Mm-hmm. That's a shame.
What a shame.
Yeah.
Sure, did he ask you to do the math for him?
Maybe I did the math when I took a shot.
I don't understand new math.
Add a couple of numbers.
Yeah, my dogs sometimes think their name is No. Sometimes you probably think your name is More Ice.
Whoa. It's not clever. Untrue.
I'll stop you when you're incorrect.
Okay. So whenever you want to do your shot, we have prepared a song.
Is that right?
That's correct.
So are you going to do two today?
I'm going to do, well, yes.
Okay.
I'm going to do two today. So I need to do them early so I can sober up by the time I have to jet out of here.
That's the kind of get up and go we need around here,
or
McGee.
You can have me drunk at the meeting, either way.
Well, today's meeting will be very light. Nothing to do there. I'm not even sure I'm attending. It's my meeting. I'm allowed to not go.
True. If you don't go, we don't go.
The people running the meeting are driving in going,
wait a minute, I got what? Stuff what? To talk about.
I took a shower and then went out, there's no meeting.
I'm driving in all the way from Kentucky for this jackass.
Okay, do you have the literature on bottle number four?
Yeah, so each of them come with these little postcards with this fun art on the front. This one's called Afrohead.
This is Afrohead Rum, a product
dark rum, yes.
of Trinidad.
Okay, yes. And I can see the drawing. It looks like Angela Davis.
Right.
Back in about 68. That is a fro.
It also shares the flavor profile. So there's some caramel, tobacco, mango,
tobacco,
some spice, lime, ginger.
So it's got this kind of a tropical thing.
Yeah.
Yes. It's like
Trinidad.
It's like taking a trip to the islands.
Trinidad. Yes. And wait a minute. Of course, Trinidad, of course, the first word in the famous...
Here we go.
If you say fugue, I'm leaving.
Are you familiar with the famous Trinidad?
Jesus. I'm not.
I'm not
Mary
either.
And Joseph.
The geographical fugue?
No,
it's a famous song. Almost every chorale does it. I'm sure many listening right now, if they were ever in the chorus and...
If you play it, maybe I'll recognize it.
Okay, and it begins with the word Trinidad. I'm not sure how good of a
anyway.
Is.
The key though here, is 43% alcohol by volume. So
is this a rum?
86 proof.
Dark
it is
rum.
A,
yes.
It is a rum. Yes.
Okay. Now here's the Trinidad.
For the third time, it's a rum.
I got to get a better recording of this. The first word is Trinidad and the big Mississippi and the Lake Titicaca and the town of Honolulu.
When does the song start?
It's not a song. It's a...
Oh, like a chant.
Like a round. Yeah. I think Trinidad, I believe, is the first word.
Trinidad!
Yeah.
Trinidad! How are they saying Trinidad? Trinidad!
Just play the Eddie Money version.
Just sing Deo.
Trinidad?
Eddie Money has
Eddie
a version?
Money?
Well, it's his song, Trinidad.
Oh.
Can you
adjust the volume of something?
Chick also found that he has this...
there's a decanter.
There's a decanter that he can pour his drink in if he actually wants to enjoy it.
A sifter. What do you call that? A sniffer?
Snifter.
Snifter?
A sifter would be something that you maybe when you're
use
making
flour.
When you're making bread.
Yeah.
You
should I put
sifter.
It in here? Maybe I could stick my nose down in it? Do you
make
want this
classy.
More?
Yeah.
You want this?
Make it
yeah.
classy.
Yeah, make it classy, Tom.
Yeah.
Here, wait
yeah,
a minute.
Yeah. You're not a pathetic alcoholic if you're drinking out of a snifter. That's rule one.
And a coaster.
Oh, and a coaster.
Again.
Nice.
As long as you're
classy.
As long as you're boozing it up. Hey, doctor, you've got the shakes. Before you do the surgery, I'm okay. I'm using a snifter.
All right, here we go. Okay. Boy, that's a lot of rum.
It's a
drink it once.
Wait, now stop. Now take a nice sniff, deep. Appreciate the yes. When the fumes, it's got a touch of ethanol.
Oh my lord! What
says
is
it's
this?
15 years old.
Is it?
Mm-hmm.
Well, it sounds nice. Okay, a lot of time and trouble went into making this.
Pat,
dark,
here's
dark
looking
rum.
Up your old address.
Up yours and down mine.
Okay, and Chick has now downed it. And your thoughts?
Wow.
Oh, that's smooth.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Why don't you put some Diet Pepsi in there?
My throat is on fire.
Gosh.
Now a little bit of a... what's that called when you drink something after you've had some?
Chaser.
A chaser?
A chaser of Diet Pepsi.
Well, Diet Pepsi, and there's whiskey in here, too, of course.
Oh, okay.
Oh, good.
Well, I think we're ready for our song now.
Yeah, play a song, Pat.
Does everybody have their
calendars? Up, you know.
The calendar's here. Chick is winking.
Hey.
Because pretty soon he'll be drinking a different shot every day. He's our Hemingway. Drinking on the air with Chick McGee. At 6 a.m., he takes his first shot. At 7:05,
he's coming in hot.
Oh, yeah.
Tommy.
Nice, Tommy.
Solo. At 9:10, he's gone, passed out in the John. Drinking on the air with Chick McGee.
One more time.
Drinking on the air with Chick McGee. Tom Harmony. Drinking on the air with Chick McGee.
Nice. That last note's a little too high for
well
me.
Done, sir. That was nice.
I think when you do your second shot, I want to sing the whole thing because there's more verses, Pat.
I don't
nice
know if I've got a
that,
second dude. Shot in me, kids.
Oh,
wow.
That's okay.
Oh, you got plenty of time. This show goes on forever.
We'll wait an hour.
You know the rule. If you're listening to the show, please keep listening. It's very important.
Yeah, let's check.
Let's see just see what the next one is.
So that was 15-year-old rum, huh?
That's another rum. It's another rum.
Was it rough? What's the next one on the advent calendar here?
Let's look. It's number.
It should have been smoother than what it was.
Why are they all? It seems like a lot of rum.
It does seem like a lot of rum.
Yeah, there's no vodka. We haven't hit vodka.
We haven't had a bourbon or anything.
Well, isn't vodka more or less tasteless? Isn't that the whole idea?
Yeah, Larga Vida.
What's that?
Larga Vida.
It's the 2019 edition.
Oh, is that a rum?
It's rum.
Living Larga Vida Loca.
Yeah.
Wait a minute,
that sounds kind of tasty. Let me see that.
Yeah.
that's the trick. Yeah. After 5 minutes, all of a sudden he's got the urge again.
Oh, guess what time it is? Stupid World Record.
Better do this while I can still see the buttons.
Man, what is it about today? That's hitting me hard today.
Well, let's start. Have you?
Are we on the air?
You're on the air, babe.
Have you had any breakfast?
No.
Would you like? I brought in a nice organic egg I boiled fresh this morning.
Please
ask him how he makes them.
Please, our food expert is here, Jess. Why don't you tell her how you boil the eggs?
Didn't I forward you this?
You didn't. No.
A rather lengthy piece.
Oh my God.
New York Times about how to.
Yeah, it's a process.
New York Times.
Really?
About how to boil an egg.
It is quite the process.
Well, the trick is getting it to peel properly.
Right.
So that the peel just sheds.
Yeah.
And I like mine kind of medium rare.
Yeah.
The yolk is just
a little
just
soft.
Just, yeah. Most people overcook them.
Yes.
Yes. But I'll give you this egg. I've already had one. I made two this morning.
I don't want your egg. Okay. Why don't you take that egg and shove it? Okay.
Oh, that's witty. That? Who wrote
what
that
about
for
that?
You?
Me.
Take the egg and shove it.
Take this egg and shove it.
Buck, buck,
buck. I don't want to eat no more.
I ain't going to eat no more.
Okay. Might help you sober up.
Stupid.
Where was I?
Already?
I'm having deja vu. Did I play that? NHL fans threw over 45,000 stuffed toys onto a hockey rink.
Aww.
For a new world record, the Hershey Bears.
Aww.
Oh, I get the connection.
In
Pennsylvania, sure.
You ever been to Hershey, Pennsylvania?
Yeah, my grandpa used to work for Hershey.
It smells like
Pop Pop Charlie. Yeah.
Smells like chocolate, obviously.
Yes, it does.
Hang on a second. I need to know everything.
About Pop Pop Charlie working at Hershey?
Yes, I do.
I honestly don't remember what he did there, but I know he worked there.
Pop Pop Charlie
every
sounds
year.
Like Mr. Rogers' sidekick. Well, Pop Pop Charlie.
Here's King Friday, Mr. McFeely, and Pop Pop Charlie.
Pop Pop Charlie.
Hey, everybody.
Pop Pop Charlie.
So I'm sorry. So
in my head, I'm killing right now.
They're the Hershey Bears.
The Hershey Bears in Pennsylvania host
they have Hershey Kiss street lamps.
Teddy Bear Toss every year to provide toys for local charities. After the Bears scored their first goal on Sunday, torrents of toys rained down on the players and the rink. The game was delayed 40 minutes to round up all the stuffed animals. The staff later counted 45,650 toys.
Yeah, wow. The bitch was the Zamboni chewed the hell out
of
This is a famous promotion, obviously. The Hershey Bears. They tried a similar thing with the Lansing Lugnuts.
Yeah.
And, sadly,
that's a baseball team.
A couple of the hockey players were killed.
I think the Lugnuts are a baseball
team. I know, but it's a much funnier joke that way. Would you be happy if I said it was the Scranton Cinder Blocks? Well, I got a nice present for you, kid. Before we start your treatment today, here's a cinder block.
Oh, my God.
A Memphis Biscuits? What are they? The Alabama Biscuits? Aren't they minor league team?
I don't know.
Yeah. Hershey Bears won in overtime, by the way.
No.
For those of you who want to know that.
Did you see what happened? One of the Teddy Ruxpins punched punched this little bear in the face, and a fight broke out on the ice. Which is,
well, that didn't
bear
happen.
Bear brawl.
That didn't happen either.
Some poor kid's going to get a teddy bear and go, "Mommy, this smells like squid."
One of his eyes is out.
This smells like octopus. What is it they heave on the?
Yeah, an octopus.
Octopi.
Octopus.
Is octopi really correct, or is that just?
Yeah, we've been through this. I think they're both.
Because there's the great song "Octopus's Garden" by the Beatles.
Well, that's possessive, though. The octopus owns the garden.
It's just one octopus's garden?
I think so.
Not
octopuses. Ringo sings octopuses.
Octopuses? Yeah.
His point may be well taken.
Yeah.
If it's the garden belonging to just the one octopus, it's the
octopus. Yeah.
I always assumed it was a collective, because you know how octopi like.
Are we really having
together.
This conversation?
I have no idea what's going on.
Do you know
on
why
right
we're
now
having this conversation?
Because I'm drunk? Is it my fault?
No, you're not drunk yet, are you?
Because coming up. Something. I wish Josh were here for this one. Coming up, we have.
Let's call him.
poor guy. I don't really want to wake him up. Let him have some rest.
Yeah.
Coming up, we have the end of an era. The Apostrophe Protection Society.
Yeah,
is folding.
I didn't want to tease that because I didn't want everybody to get so excited.
What the hell are you talking about? No, first the fugue and now this.
Oh, this is
who's
the most
enjoying this.
An apostrophe is important.
I don't argue that, but there's a society.
Yes, there's a society.
Today's texting and everything else.
Is my Oxford comma group still intact?
Nicely done, Patrick.
Thank you. Thank you.
Patrick, Oxford comma.
Pat Godwin goes to the meeting of his Oxford comma group. Hi. My name's Pat, and
I'm a comaholic.
I'm a comaholic.
Comma.
Everybody goes, hi, Pat.
Would you kiss Boy George if you had a chance?
No.
Go ahead.
Okay. Would you?
Maybe. I don't know.
Why not?
Okay, this is for Jess.
What the hell are you doing? Is this the puke?
Zip. That's your hint. Any?
What? Sounds like Hogan's Heroes.
Dismissed.
Sounds like George of the Jungle.
It was Hogan's. That was the whole point, Christy. You're not supposed to eat.
This I is, thought we were playing a game.
If Christy's on Jeopardy, she doesn't ring in and shouts out the answer.
Look, sometimes I applaud your effort, but sometimes the puppets are going to kick off the strings, okay?
Every now and then,
we're going to have our own thoughts, and we're going to say it.
I thought
you like
he said, do you know what this is? And I
sure did.
That's exactly what he said.
I said to Jess, because
I don't think it helps. Okay, that's Hogan's Hero. And dismissed.
See, dismissed.
Nothing.
Dismissed is a reference to the great TV show Hogan's Heroes.
Colonel Clink.
Did you ever watch Hogan's Heroes?
I didn't.
No, not even on Nick at Night.
Yeah. Oh, now I recognize it.
That's hurtful.
Yeah. Interesting TV show. It was about
the wholesome Bob Crane.
Oh, yeah.
Was he a creep?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Bob Crane, good-looking man. Oof.
Is that right?
Oh, I thought he was a good-looking man.
Super dad.
I'm looking him up.
Remember that?
So Bob Crane,
I didn't think he was a good-looking
man. It turned out in real life he had a sad end.
Yeah, he did.
What happened?
And according to the movie, if the movie's to be believed, he had no idea he was doing anything wrong.
I know what Hogan's Heroes is now.
See, it took place in a German prisoner of war camp.
Hilarious. Oh,
that is funny.
Yeah.
Okay,
so is funny.
Okay, so parenthetical to this.
Here we go.
A friend of my dad, who had been a Supreme Court justice clerk, had been a prisoner of war during World War II in a German prison camp.
Hilarious.
And, it's always funny.
And this guy was he ended up being incredibly successful.
Of course.
And I was having dinner with him one night, and I asked him about that TV show. I asked him what his favorite TV show was, and he said Hogan's Heroes, and I couldn't believe it. He had been actually in a German, but he said he left it because it mocked the Germans of the era.
Well, Hogan's Heroes, Hogan and the other prisoners of war had a network of tunnels and
a lot of leeway.
They had a coffee pot that was a radio and
they had a lot going on.
They didn't really focus on the torture most prisoners went through.
Everybody could conveniently speak English.
Yes. The death that has sometimes happened to the prisoners.
But
the
other interesting story here is that Bob Crane had this amazing underground life. Let me tell you the story. He was friends with the president of one of the major Japanese electronics corporations.
Oh.
He had, Mr. Crane, had one of the very first home video cameras available in the United States.
And a video recording unit.
And he was so he was making home videos in the 60s, way before they became kind of
the X-rated kind.
In the 80s. Yeah.
And when I was a kid and I saw the movie, and I remember this, they were the Kenley Players, and they would go through the Midwest.
Where I was an intern in the late 70s.
Is that right?
On one of his shows.
You're getting off topic. This was, you're talking about Bob Crane.
I'm talking about
stage.
Bob Crane would,
I worked
would
with him.
Prowl the United States with his video camera looking for women. That's
so
on
could
topic.
Make amateur porn
Every
films.
Night he would play drums in the club. And pick up girls and do the show with us for the week that I worked with him.
So I just Googled a picture of him because Christy said he was hot, and
he was attractive when he was younger.
Yeah, kind of. I think so. But there, but now some autopsy pictures have
gone.
What?
Why would that be?
Because
Why
he was murdered.
He was murdered.
He was murdered.
Okay.
And there's a movie about Mr. Crane.
I didn't know he was murdered.
Featuring.
I think it's autofocus with Willem Dafoe as
Who
the
and Greg Kinnear.
What happened?
And Greg Kinnear.
Well, they say the friend did.
The great Greg Kinnear. Greg Kinnear is just brilliant.
I love Greg Kinnear.
Me too.
And he's great in this movie. He plays Bob Crane. And there's a very disturbing scene in it in which the character Bob Crane and his buddy are simultaneously watching an erotic film, shall
and
we say.
And taking care of each other. And taking care of themselves together.
Yeah.
Which, is that something you guys do?
No.
That's what I said when the movie came out.
I've had 55 years of close guy friends. Never happened.
Never done that.
Yes.
Not that there's anything wrong with that.
No.
Yeah, no, there is something wrong with
that.
I'll take care of it by myself, God knows. But...
Where did that term circle come from?
Oh, I don't know.
That's just a fantasy.
A fantasy.
Bet you it's not.
That's interesting.
I bet it's not either.
No.
Some elaborate scenario. No.
That's just a good dream.
No, fantasy doesn't mean it's something you desire.
There's today's edition of the Bob and Tom Extra for you. Make sure you catch us every weekday afternoon at 3. You can catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For the Bob and Tom Show, this is Christopher speaking. Have a great one.
The United States Soccer Federation presents the U.S. Soccer Podcast.
This is the show where we bring you in-depth interviews with U.S. soccer stars.
This time,
Sam Coffey.
The World Cup is in 2 years. Is it time yet? Like, can we get back into camp?
Tim Ream.
We're going to continue to show other countries we're not going to be pushed around.
And Jedi Robinson.
Every time you come back and you put the jersey on, it means more and more each time.
So we'll be back here with all the best stories.
The U.S. Soccer Podcast.
We've got a lot to talk about.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.